Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Have you ever thought about who you are as the CEO, president, or business owner? We spend a lot of time thinking about our employees, our customers, our vendors, but do you really take a close look at what your performance is? Here are a few things to consider to run a successful business. As the CEO of the company, you need to be careful that you don't waste time. You know, time is just fleeting. It's just amazing. It's Monday. It's Friday. The year soon will be half over in a few weeks. And all of a sudden, we're not going to know what happened to the year. It'll be gone. And if we're wasting time, then how can we expect other employees not to waste time? And sometimes, you know, in business, things just aren't going the way we'd like them to go, and we start to feel sorry for ourselves. You know, why did this happen to me? Oh, my goodness, I can't imagine. This is so terrible. Well, it's just another challenge and obstacle that you have to overcome. And when you overcome that obstacle, there will be many more that just come your way. It's like driving an obstacle course. When you get through one, there's another. And if you're able to get through them, if you don't waste time, if you use your time in a productive way, if you're leading your people, then you will be successful. And when we're talking about leading your people, you need to be surrounded with people who are people who get things done. And you need to give them boundaries and authority and make them understand what their limits are. But you never, ever abdicate responsibility. Even though you're giving them authority, you're still checking to see what they're doing. You're making sure it's done correctly. You're conferencing with them all the time. You're teaching them about business. You're having them understand how far they can go, how far they can't go. You're getting to make decisions every single day so that you don't have to make every decision. You can't grow your business if you're making every single decision that there is. And you know, in life, everybody wants to be popular. It started at a very young age. Everybody wanted to be in the in crowd. But sometimes when you're in business, you can't be the most popular person. You have to do the right thing. And when you're doing the right thing, well, sometimes people are going to be unhappy with you. But if you do the right thing, what you're doing is not only are you building the business, but you're protecting your well-being, your success, being able to meet your obligations, and you're also protecting all of your employees. So if there are issues that are unpopular, if there are people that aren't doing the job that they should be doing, if there are vendors that are not performing well, if there is money to collect and you have to make that phone call, don't try to be popular. Try to be fair. Be fair. Don't just try. Be fair. Be understanding. Be decisive. And get it done. And when we're talking about being popular and getting it done, sometimes it's hard not to live in the past. It's hard to remember why we are there. And we want to look back sometimes and we want to go, well, you know, in a few years ago we were doing so well, but we're not doing it today. It makes you feel sorry for yourself. Or, you know, I've had this experience in hiring salespeople, and I'm never going to hire another salesperson because hiring salespeople just doesn't work for me. You can't live in the past, and you can't live in the pain that you may be experiencing from the past. You've got to just block it out, let it go, let it fade away. But when you are doing that, make sure that you're looking at the mistakes that you made in the past. That you're not making the same mistakes over and over and over again. And if we make the same mistakes over and over again, well, you know what's going to happen. You're going to get the same results. So we're always evaluating exactly why we did something, who's responsible for it, and how do we improve it? And you know, this is something that every business person needs to remember. Failure is not an option. If things are not going well, they're not going well. If you need to change something, you change it. If you need to rethink your management philosophy, you rethink it. If you need to dig in and you need to do a particular job for a short period of time, do it. If you need to pick up the briefcase and go sell something, do it. If you need to close the deal, do it. And then evaluate why you had to do it and why your coworkers, why your employees weren't doing it. Failure is not an option. Uncover the weakness in your company. Uncover the failure. And what does that do? That creates success. So I would suggest if you just take a few moments and replay this, take some notes, it will be incredibly valuable to your success. And of course, this is Howard LeWinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.